"Will I truly be able to ride?" Bran asked. He wanted to believe them, but he was afraid. Perhaps it was just another lie. The crow had promised him that he could fly. "You will," the dwarf told him, "and I swear to you, boy, on horseback, you will be as tall as any of them." Robb Stark seemed puzzled. "Is this some trick, Lannister? What's Bran to you? Why should you want to help him?" "Your brother John has asked it of me, and I have a tender spot in my heart for cripples and bastards and broken things." Tyrion Lannister placed a hand over his heart and grinned. The door to the yard flew open. Sunlight came streaming across the hall as Rickon burst in, breathless. The direwolves were with him. The boy stopped by the door, wide-eyed, but the wolves came on, their eyes upon Lannister, or perhaps they caught his scent. Summer began to growl first. Grey wind picked it up. They padded towards the little man, one from the right and one from the left. "The wolves do not like your smell, Lannister," Theon Greyjoy commented. "Perhaps it's time I took my leave," Tyrion said. He took a step backward, and Shaggy Dog came out of the shadows behind him, snarling. Lannister recoiled, and Summer lunged at him from the other side. He reeled away, unsteady on his feet, and Greywind snapped at his arm, teeth ripping at his sleeve and tearing loose a scrap of cloth. "No!" Bran shouted from the high seat as Lannister's men reached for their steel. "Summer, here! Summer, to me!